What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday, and we are back talking about knots. Today, we're going to talk about loop knots. We're going to take two of my favorite loop knots, and we're going to test them with 15-pound J Fluoro by Daiwa. We're going to see which one is the strongest. Now, I will say that I do not use these two knots for the same purposes because I've never tied them this way. The one knot that I have in my hand right here is called the Steve Huff Double Figure Eight Loop, and I have tied this without a fly on it, just a bare loop, just for testing purposes. But I use the Steve Huff Double Figure Eight Loop because it is by far the straightest pulling loop knot that I've ever seen. So this one is excellent for tarpon flies or any heavier leader material where you need a loop knot. The other knot that we're going to test is the non-slip mono loop, which, if you're familiar with Lefty Cray's work, this was one of his favorite knots. He claimed this knot was the strongest loop knot that there is. It tested at close to 100%. I have used it extensively and feel very strongly about it as well. However, if you use this knot for heavier leader, it does kink off to the side a little bit. And so when you're using heavier leader, maybe it's not as important that you have a knot that tests 100%. So where I'm using this knot is for bonefish flies, for permit flies, redfish flies, things where I want a loop knot with light leader. But what we're going to do today, I've always stayed away from tying the Steve Huff Double Figure Eight on light leader because I just assumed that it wasn't as strong as the non-slip mono loop. Today, we're going to find out. So in my hand right now, I have a pre-tied non-slip mono loop. I'm going to put it on the Next Tech Force Tester, and we're going to pull and see where it breaks. This is 15-pound line. Wow. And it broke at 13.04. That's pretty strong. Pretty strong. Okay. Now we're going to go with the Steve Huff Double Figure Eight, tied with exactly the same amount of, or the exactly the same fluorocarbon leader, 15-pound J Fluoro by Daiwa, using exactly the same scale. Everything's the same, except the pound test, 8.84 pounds. So the Steve Huff Double Figure Eight is not as strong as the non-slip mono loop. But good news, it's not really designed to be the same. It's not really designed for the same uses. So the non-slip mono loop, as I described earlier, is something that I'll use for bonefish flies. It is a very strong loop knot for light leader. The Steve Huff Double Figure Eight knot is an incredibly good knot, but not for that purpose. It is for heavier line. So between the two, the non-slip mono loop is a stronger knot, but the Steve Huff Double Figure Eight will pull straighter. So if you're using heavier line where maybe you have a 15-pound leader and then you're using a shock tippet of 30, 40, 60, something like that, for tarpon, for any sort of other fish that have a rough mouth, the Double Figure Eight knot will pull very, very straight. Your fly won't swim off to the side. The Double Figure Eight, not as good. I mean, the non-slip mono loop, not as good for that purpose. But what we found today is the non-slip mono loop is a stronger knot. So that's How To Tuesday for this week. I would strongly suggest that you test your own knots like this. Whatever knot it is that you like, use a scale and test them at home because that's the easiest way to get better at fishing. If your knots are breaking light and you can either use a different knot that you have more confidence in or has proven itself on the scale, or learn how to tie the knots that you like to tie better with one more turn or choose a better knot, you will become a better fisherman, because if your knots are stronger, you're going to land more fish. Ultimately, that's what determines a good fisherman. Are you catching more fish or not? All right, that's How To Tuesday for this week. We'll see you next week.